Some of the things that children can learn from older people, such as grandparents, are practical skills. It is true that when it comes to technological skills, most of the time, young people have a greater knowledge on the topic than older people. However, older people are brilliant at teaching practical skills, such as sewing, knitting, woodworking, and even mechanics and engineering for some older people. These practical skills are not as commonly known in young people as they used to be, so they are often things that children can learn from older people, such as grandparents. I believe that children often enjoy learning things from older people because children are naturally inquisitive and enjoy the attention that comes with being taught something. On the one hand, children are all naturally very curious and love learning new skills and new knowledge. Because of this, they get very excited when older people spend time teaching them things. Furthermore, when they are being taught things, they are often the center of attention and receive a lot of praise from adults when they demonstrate their new skills and knowledge. Thus, children enjoy learning things from older people because they are curious and enjoy the attention. I think it is sometimes the case that children learn better from adults who are not their parents. The reason for this is that children have a very personal relationship with their parents and often don't see them as teaching figures. Children are often better behaved with adults they do not know well, and as a result they pay more attention and listen carefully when adults who are not their parents are teaching them. There are some cases where parents are fantastic teachers to their children, but often children are too playful with their parents to see them as teachers. Older people need all kinds of help from the young and strong in society, but the most common of these needs are physical needs and mobility needs. Many older people become quite frail in their later years, and some lose a lot of their mobility, perhaps even the ability to walk. Therefore, older people often need help with a lot of physical things. Older people sometimes struggle to do housework, from repairs to cooking to tidying up. This is why many older people need carers in their home to help them with these tasks. Older people often need help outside the house as well, such as when they are crossing the street or attempting to carry heavy things when doing their shopping. The best people to help older people are young adults. When it comes to helping older people, there are two important traits required: physical fitness and patience. Most of the time, the jobs old people need help with are physical tasks such as cleaning, housework, and shopping. Therefore, it is important people helping them are young and strong, so they can do these tasks without becoming tired. Moreover, these tasks can often take a lot of time, and older people can sometimes be difficult to work with, so it is important that people helping them are patient and mentally strong. This is why young adults are better than teenagers, because teenagers are too impatient and childish. I think it is clear older people benefit more than the people who help them. It is true that people who help old people receive their own benefits. For example, the helpers of old people will feel morally good about their behavior. Furthermore, they may learn important skills or useful knowledge from the experience of helping old people. However, none of this compares to the immense benefit that is brought to older people when the young help them. Often a task that is quite simple for a young person is very difficult for an old person to complete. Therefore, helping older people can make their lives immensely better. So I think they benefit more than the people helping them.